It's been 1 week since Silicon Valley Bank collapsed and was taken over by federal regulators. Now the California bank is reaching out to customers to tell them their accounts are safer than ever. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer has more on the bank's attempt to restore its accounts, including here in Massachusetts.
With a newly appointed CEO, a new name, and a takeover by federal regulators, Silicon Valley Bridge Bank has this message for its customers.
Come back! Come back! Come back!
Okay, that's a scene from the film Titanic, but Kate Winslet's crying out for help as her character is between life and death isn't far off from what Silicon Valley Bridge Bank is doing. In a letter to customers, CEO Tim Mayopoulos pleaded with them to keep their accounts open. Some experts say that's not a bad move.
For customers who already have their money there, I think they should definitely keep it there. It is safe, it is secure, it has unlimited deposit interest.
Patricia McCoy is a professor at Boston College Law School and knows a ton about financial regulation. She says federal regulators won't let SVBB do anything risky, but she wonders how the bank will appeal to new customers.
Why should they go to Silicon Valley Bank if they can go to an ordinary bank that, as far as we can tell, is in good condition and open for business as usual?
The bank's message is reassuring to some existing clients. John Keen is the CEO of MindRhythm, a Boston-based medical tech company that makes devices to diagnose specific types of strokes. Federal backing means he's comfortable keeping some of his money in SVBB, but not all of it.
I do think you'll see more companies spreading their deposits over multiple banks to prevent situations like this. And certainly a number of the companies that were with Silicon Valley Bank had large sums of money just with Silicon Valley Bank. And I think that practice will probably be modified in the future.
And a lot of other customers may feel the same way, says Mike Troiano, a partner with the Boston investment firm G20 Ventures.
I think most people are maintaining some kind of relationship with them and sort of waiting to see what happens. There really is a lot of goodwill towards those guys. The community's rooting for them.
But not everyone is convinced. Jonathan Levine is the co-founder of Boston-based Folia Materials, which makes sustainable paper products. He's moving his money away from Silicon Valley Bridge Bank after spending countless hours this week trying to pay his vendors.
In the end, businesses exist because people trust the business to go forward and do what it's going to do. That means that all sorts of people that I work with need to trust that that payment's going to happen.
Levine knows his money would be technically safe in an account backed by the U.S. government, but some of his vendors still feel uneasy. And Levine says, as a small business owner, nothing is worth risking those relationships. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.